good to see everybody here in worship today, and God certainly drawn close to us as we pray and sing and keep seeking Him throughout the week, and also be a blessing to those around you. And toward the end, just to say hello to the folks, everybody, but also to this section over here, and got a couple folks from Union City, Pastor Tom Hunsberger. Appreciate him and his family. They're back there. And Claude Hunsberger. You know, it's great when you have a dad and a son who get involved in ministry life. They've been a blessing to me personally. And say hello to them after church. And they've influenced me in my walk to know the Lord better. So when you see some of the flaws already, write them a letter saying, you should have straightened out this one thing there that the Lord's still working on. It's interesting. You might wonder why I'm shuffling the papers around up here. I do want to say what I'm doing, not the total chaos. This week, as things got hectic around the office a little bit, I ran out of paper. Cindy showed me where the paper was, but I forgot where the paper. And so I took an old sermon and wrote on the back of the old sermon the new sermon. So now I'm making sure that I have the new sermon and not the old sermon. The new sermon is about, are you fully living in the moment at hand? The old sermon was about patriotism. So if it gets confused, you know I'm on the wrong page. I don't think the Lord, He's merciful, and that won't happen. But back in September, I was talking to a young gal who was a member of a church youth group, and it was the first day of school, and I thought she was a senior in high school. So I said, aren't you excited about being a senior your last year? And next thing you know, you're going to be doing wonderful, exciting things, and what a fulfilling time. And she looked at me with a note of sadness and exhaustion in her voice, and she said, oh no, I'm just a junior. And I have 359 more days of suffering before I'm free. And I thought, oh, that's one way to look at it. Many a time in my life I have looked at work or school or even sermons that I preached as, when is this too going to end? But why do we do that to ourselves sometime and miss the Lord in the moment? And to simply think of the question, are we fully living in the moment at hand as a gift that the Lord has given us? Certainly He does. We sometimes want to get away from experiences rapidly because we don't want to live unproductive or meaningless lives. But certainly the answer to that is not trying to get out of school, whatever school we happen to be in. You know, school is a time of learning, discipline, And some joy in there for sure. But it's not to get out of school, but it's to get out of maybe the prison we've built in our own hearts, where we might find God there also. The Apostle Paul was in a real prison, and surprisingly, he didn't say, when am I going to get out of here? When is this going to be over? He said this instead. He said, I eagerly expect that I will have sufficient courage, that now as always, now in prison, as always, Christ would be exalted in my body. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And Paul, he saw his time in a difficult circumstance as a time in which he wanted Jesus to dominate. He wanted Christ to be the biggest influence in his bad experience time. And he saw the world as a God-saturated world. I got that phrase from Dallas Willard, who wrote a pretty important book a number of years ago. But to see the world around us as a God-saturated world, that what we're experiencing at any one given time is a chance, as Paul said, now, right now, now as always, Christ would be exalted in my body, whether by life or death. Blaise Pascal, who was a brilliant Christian writer and thinker, he said this one time. He wrote down, people are always looking forward to being happy. And so it's inevitable that we are never happy in the moment. And that's a trap you and I can get into. Paul didn't get into that trap. He said, now as always. Now, right now as always, Christ be exalted in my body. And, you know, the Bible does teach us that every moment we have is a gift from the Lord. They do pass quickly, but they are gifts from the Lord. They're a chance to know Him, or they're a chance to live a meaningless, absurd life. And we do experience enough of that. But we can live fully in the moment at hand. Right now as always, Paul said. Years ago, a Christian business person came up with a good idea of reminding us of life and the Lord. They produced little statues of children in various adventures, and they called the little statues Precious Moments figurines. I remember getting one of those when I left one of the churches where I was at, Somerset, in Somerset. It was a statue of a little soldier, and little child soldier with a sword and a shield and a helmet of salvation. And someone had thrown an egg at the soldier. Splat. And the title was Onward Christian Soldiers. And when you see those moments, you say, that's what life is like right there. You know, the Lord will be your strength, but you're going to get whacked anyway. That's the message. And Paul experienced that. Everything beautiful in its time. Only God can do that. God's Word tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Precious moments to the Lord. You and I this morning are the precious moment figures to Him. He's saying, this is what life is like. He came to give us life full and abundant. And just alert to Him in those times. Now as always. And sometimes even in a worship time, time goes quickly because we're experiencing the eternal God, or time drags because it becomes absurd or meaningless. In worship, sometimes I come to worship with a heart wanting to thank God or wanting to just cry out for help. Those are very meaningful times. Now I want to just talk to the Lord a lot more at that time. Other times, you know, your body is tired, you stay out too late. Friday night, Saturday night, carousing. You're dragging a bit. And so, precious moment, figurine to the Lord in worship. The body's just too tired. You can't go on. He understands. I mowed the lawn yesterday for the first time. Push lawn mower. Not the riding lawn mower that I wanted. That my wife talked me out of. The push lawn mower. And the fatigue was there. Or in worship, even special times with the Lord. A meaningless, absurd time. Only because we lose touch with Him. You know, Paul would say, hey, I'm in prison. That's not a waste of time. Now, as always, Christ would be exalted in my body. What if a wealthy relative who loved you very much came to you and said, I'm going to give you a gift every day of your life. And the gift is 86,400 pennies. It's in a big bag of pennies. And one stipulation, you have to use that gift up every day. You can't carry the stuff over for the next day. You have to spend every bit of it wisely, in a redemptive kind of time, or very poorly. And someone who loves us very much does give us that kind of gift. The Lord, every 24 hours, we have 86,400 moments, 400 seconds. And we could do with them something very, very eternal. We could love, or if we choose to in rebellion, we could hate with a lot of that time. With a lot of that time, we could pray, or we could just think about ourselves. Soon we'll be doing that. And with a lot of that time, we could obey Christ and love Him and others, or we could rebel against Him and pretend we're enjoying ourselves. But God's Word makes it clear. Redeem the time. Make it count. Paul said, Now as always, Christ would be exalted. The Bible teaches us that our times are in the Lord's hands. That's out of the Psalms. Lord, my times are in your hands. I want to see them like that, a God-saturated time. The time is rare. You can't live this moment ever again. The penny has been spent. Which way? With Christ or just for you? It's irretrievable. You can't get it back. And what you have this minute, you will never have again. On June 14th, we're traveling around the area, driving on the turnpike, and saw a brilliant rainbow in the sky. One of the best that we've ever seen. You only get to see, you know, about a dozen of them in your whole life. And the whole car responded in just a way of enjoying God, I think, at that moment, since He makes rainbows, reminding us of His covenant love. Stop everything. Look at the rainbow. Look in the rearview mirror, if necessary, while you're driving. See a bit of the rainbow. I wanted to stop the car. You can't drive looking in the rearview mirror. But don't miss it. It'll be gone before you know it. Don't miss it. Just a moment. Now, as always, might Christ be exalted. Don't miss Him. He would say, His time with us is more precious than the rainbow He made. Because He made the rainbow to remind us of His love. I love the phrase, too, that somebody, ever since Jesus was born, it was called A.D., 2005, or in the year of our Lord. Whatever else we experience in this year, as an individual or as a group of people, remember, it's in the year of our Lord. It's the Lord's year. Let Him be exalted now as always in our hearts, so we could walk with Him and we can know the times are holy and precious and an offering to Him as was prayed. Take your everyday life, your everyday moving around, and present it to the Lord as an offering. What's the alternative to meeting Christ now as always? Well, we have some. We often live like that. One is to get stuck in the past. My past haunts me. You might say sometimes sin or guilt of the past weighs us down so we can't enjoy the present. Paul could have said, I know why I'm in prison. I'm in prison because I picked on the Christians earlier in my life and God is punishing me, right? He's punishing me by getting me in this prison. I'm just going to take my punishment. And there wasn't enough prisons in the world or enough trials that you and I could experience that God would send that could pay for our sin. Not a payment for sin. Christ paid the penalty, dealt with past that might be hurtful or weigh us down or grief of the past to give to the Lord today. Well, he's close to us in our grief. He makes that also a holy time, even though it's painful. God has settled our past at the cross. So He covered our sins with Himself. Did you ever have somebody at home spill something on the floor, make a big mess? You cover it by what you do. You work on their behalf. The Lord does that for us. Don't live being haunted by how you walked with the Lord even last week. Put that before Him as an offering. His shed blood can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He can help us deal with the consequences, even if our rebellion. It's His grace that helped me repent better. If I didn't have a confidence of God's forgiveness and grace, I would never know if I repented enough. But if I know He'd come and for more willing to forgive than I'm willing to ask for forgiveness and repent, then I come. And He meets me and I get a new life. I begin to live in that moment instead of being haunted by yesterday. Be settled with your past. Christ has settled it with the cross. Or we do the reverse sometimes. We look at the past and say, boy, years ago I walked with Jesus really in a real exciting way. Life was great. I was close to Him. It was terrific, and it'll never be repeated again, and I'm just going to, wait for the rapture or my time of being called home. Why would we want to live like that? You know, if I said, my best days of Jesus were behind me, you'd safely say, well, don't you believe in sanctification? You know, that God's working progressively in you today, now as always, is a great day with Christ. He's great. And why are you rebelling or backsliding? If my best days were 10 years ago. Not a way to live. Now as always, Christ be exalted in my body. The second bad alternative to missing Jesus today is just to live in the future. Too much to worry about tomorrow to enjoy Jesus today. But He'll meet us today so we can face tomorrow. The Lord said, don't worry about tomorrow. Today, you'll be enough. You'll need me today for the troubles of today. C.S. Lewis, there's a fellow who works at the C.S. Lewis Institute who said something in Christian philosophy. If you could just take this and run with it, your days to offer to the Lord. He wrote, every finite point, in other words, every momentary experience in life, every finite point we have in the universe is totally meaningless unless it has an infinite reference point. That's a big bunch of syllables. But what it means is, unless I put my moment before the Lord, it's going to be a waste. And there's many who look at the future and miss the present. Stuck in the past. They wake up to Jesus, weep for the wasted years of not knowing Him and meeting Him today. A friend of mine, providentially, I could quote him because he's here. Well, I was talking about exercising one time, and I said, someday I'm going to start exercising and take care of how I'm doing. And he said, someday's not a day of the week. Got conviction in my heart. And we could say that to the Lord about how we're doing with Him. Someday, I'll repent and follow Jesus. Maybe I realize persons realize they've never received Christ. Someday I'm going to receive Christ. The Lord never talks about someday in the Bible. He talks about Him and you and His present love for you and your accountability to respond to Him. Now as always, Paul said, now as always, let Christ be exalted in your body. The future can be settled for us and we have a home in heaven. So let the Lord take care of our concerns about the future. We don't see Him. He does. I wouldn't want to see my future. I'd run in the other direction. I'm glad the Lord holds the future. And if we could walk in a way that Paul did and say, Lord, for us to live as Christ, that we'd meet Him and His life would be expressed through us. And if we die, it's gain. And let Christ be exalted in our bodies. Two ways to put this into practice, real briefly. Number one, to live today as if this were your last day. Have that thought each day. 86,400 moments, this is it. Not guaranteed any more beyond this, or even the whole day. But we live it because in a real sense, we're never going to get this again. Today will be gone. But I live today as if it's my last. So every conversation I have with somebody, very, very important. Everything I say, well, this is going to be important. Because it's a part of eternity. It counts. And you might think of someone facing a surgery or a big trial or death itself. Isn't it true how keen the senses get? You hear every word. You pay attention to every person. You're not thinking about, I got to finish my conversation with you because I have somebody else more important to talk with over here. It's everybody so precious to God, to Him at the moment. Live as if today were your last so we might celebrate Him and be a good disciple. Keep learning moment by moment. The second thing is live as if you were going to live forever. Because we are. either with Christ, so thankfully and rejoicingly, or away from Him. With, you talk about the meaningless tragedy of forever without Christ. How could who would want to face that? But we didn't until we turned to Him, until we intervened. Mickey Mantle, who was a real good baseball player, but drank too much throughout his life, and that killed him. His liver shriveled up with disease. He made this comment when he neared the end of his life. He said, "If I would have known I was going to live this long, I wouldn't have lived the way I did." You apply that to forever. We're going to live a long time. And so to say, today counts in my relationship with Christ. Right now does count for forever. And if Christ won't be exalted in my body now, in the moment God gives me, no guarantee I'm going to, you know, be close to Him in the future. He speaks to us today. We're going to sing a song in closing that's a real good song, talking about being close to the Lord in our walk and in our attitude. Simply says, moment by moment, I'm kept in His love. Moment by moment, there's life from above. Now as always, moment by moment, till glory does shine. You know, we'll see the Lord better in the future. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am Thine. And as you sing this song, might it be a real discipleship call for you throughout your life. That you look at every day, every moment, a chance to know Christ. He'll be exalted in your life, just like He was in Paul's. And if there's a prayer need, you can come and pray in the front, and people will be glad to pray with you. Prayer's a real gift the Lord has given us.